Hey, yo, Zach. Zach, how we doing?
We chilling and fulfilling.
Hey.
All right. Welcome to
Dark Youth.
AYC, Dark Youth Conversation. Mm-hmm. No, not Dark Youth today.
Why not Bark Youth?
For the dogs out there. Bark Youth for the dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Well, for the last time on the pod, before they graduate as into adult volunteers, if they come back, they would be an adult volunteer. If they come back in the summer, they're just a normal adult camp counselor.
Just normal people.
I'm going to send you to drive carts.
Normal.
You're driving carts whenever you're
normal people. Right. Well, sitting next to me, smelling like the entrance to a Bath and Body Works, is... It's a nice smell, but yeah, it reminded me.
It's not Bath and Body Works.
Oh, no.
I promise.
It's Bed Bath & Beyond? What is Beyond?
What is your name?
What is my name?
Yes, yeah. For the people who don't know.
What's your formal name?
Isabella.
Okay. It's
middle name?
Isabella.
Lynn.
Last name?
Cuevas.
Okay.
Dear uncle, when you asked for a picture of me at graduation, and your uncle's like, who's this guy? I'm like, I'm the youth pastor. This isn't weird. A guy in his 30s just talking to all these graduated teens, giving them hugs.
My grandma was like, who is that guy? Like, I think she was trying to flirt with you, Michael.
That's good.
Oh.
Nadia jokes that is pretty much that's the only attention I guess like women in their 60s. When I got married, women in their 60s were like, what up with it?
I'm like, yeah. Dude, it's actually same.
It's true.
It's same.
Got married, women
really?
60s. Yes.
Well.
Yes.
I joke with Erica that my target audience is 60-year-old women.
They're in Angleton? The ones that would try to flirt with me going to the grocery store at Kroger?
Angleton? Mm-hmm.
They'd be like, baby, you got the cutest smile in the world.
Dude, it's so true.
You're the cutest man ever. Don't let anyone break your heart.
And honestly, it makes me feel really good inside every time I hear it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the only one I don't awkwardly deflect. I'm like, hey, thank
I'm like, you.
You
know what? I'll receive that one.
I'm not like
I'll
still
take
got
one.
It. Like, yeah, I'm like, hey, thank you. Appreciate it. So, yeah, shout out to Izzy's.
That's got to be the title of this thing.
Shout out to Izzy's grandma.
No, the title's already chilling and fulfilling.
That's so chilling and fulfilling. So we have Izzy. And then Bicep Magneto over here. What's your name?
Zach.
Give us your full Christian
Zachary,
name.
Zachary Todd Allen.
Yo, no. Hey.
Is it actually Todd too?
It's
you
Todd.
A T?
Whoa. I'm a T.
You a T.
CTA. Wait, one D or two Ds?
I have two Ds.
Two Ds.
I've never known a one D Todd.
Yeah. It's not that funny. That's such a dad joke.
I knew you wouldn't handle it. I was like, I think Nate can. No, he can't handle it. Nope. I knew he wouldn't be able
That's
to make it.
That's where the thing comes
God.
On the screen, you know, the colored bars.
Yes, I knew he would. I was like, maybe
no
we
way,
can
dude.
Make it through.
No
We're
way.
Not going to be able
no
to make
way.
It through.
Yeah, no way.
We're not going to be able to make it through.
All right,
yeah.
So that'll be cut.
So,
all
the
right, so we're back now.
The bicep, the bicep joke is essentially because every time Zach, some girl, junior high girl, or like young high school girl, wants to
he ain't
make a move
the
on Zachary
though.
Allen, they all grab his bicep. And
really?
They all, yes.
Let
they all
pray
grab
for you.
His, when they pray for
when
him.
When they pray?
Yeah. At summer camp, Zach, explain. What happened at summer
Watch
camp?
Out,
yeah. Yeah, didn't they grab your bicep at summer camp?
Yes, I was kind of in the back by myself. I was worshiping, and I think it was a service.
That's what did it. I'm telling you right now. Yeah. It was the worshiping that did it.
Yep.
And girl, I had a cutoff, too.
The girls
so
love
it. I don't
it.
Know. So. And then I was just laying down, like, praying to myself and praying out loud. And then I feel one hand.
Dude, that face, Michael.
One hand
the,
on my
do
back.
The face.
And then another hand on my lower back. I'm like,
yo.
No, another one on my shoulder, and it just keeps on going down. And eventually, they're just caressing my bicep at that point. So it's like, yeah.
It's so creepy. It's so creepy. And then someone else not too long ago, like, grabbed your bicep, right? Like, to get your attention. Some girl came up and grabbed your bicep. So,
yeah.
Did she squeeze it?
Yeah.
Yo, Bicep Magneto. Dude, just
Bicep Magneto. BM.
the bi mag. Just whoa, they just gravitate towards them. Well, how are we going to keep on topic with this one? Who knows? So you guys are almost done. All of ARC Youth is now behind you. Internship's almost done. What a crazy ride that's been. Mm-hmm. Like, literally a crazy ride. What, now looking back, being an intern, do you view your time in ARC Youth differently?
Me first?
Yeah.
I feel like I work here. Like, I feel like... Yeah. Yeah, okay.
No, keep going.
But yeah, but no, but just like going backstage, doing all the games, like it just feels like you're a part of staff, but also still a student at the same time.
Mm. Does it make you look at the Wednesday nights like different?
Yeah.
You're like, this was going on the whole time?
Mm-hmm. Because originally I thought internship was just, oh, you clean stuff and then you put stuff up and then you leave.
That's some of it.
But I don't know. We had to get here at 12 o'clock till, what, 11, 10?
Yeah, you didn't read the packet, didn't you? Not 11 or 10. You leave at like 9:30.
On the Wednesdays?
Yes, you leave at like 9:30. I've been here most of the time. No, get out of here. Get out of here. Lando lied to you. Lando's like, you just clean and you leave at 11 o'clock.
You get free snacks.
You get free snacks.
Yeah, we like Cheetos. Buy you dinner.
Yeah, hot Cheetos. Yeah. Yeah, I would just say this. We probably wouldn't use that in a marketing pitch to get people to be interns.
Oh.
But you don't have to. No, don't do that.
Do you feel like you're, like what we all do to put on a Wednesday service, do you feel like it was different than what you thought or more or less work?
It was more than I expected, yeah.
I agree. Because it's like it's a lot of...
Here we go.
There it is.
Just flex, Zach. Flex yourself back.
Were you done talking?
Yeah.
It's a lot of behind the scenes.
Ah.
Like stuff that.
You're good. Keep going.
Stuff that you wouldn't.
Mission trip, I was in a car with Dylan, Izzy, and Bree. And this sums up about how the entire car ride went.
Yeah.
There and back.
Ooh. Yes. That's right.
Go ahead.
Feel that heat.
Well, now I can't even remember now.
It's a lot of cleaning, it's a lot of rain.
Was like
we're here till like 1:30 in the morning.
The work to like put on a service, yeah. Was it what you expected?
No,
it's different.
Yeah. Because they're like, I didn't expect that. Like we had to like do all the grocery shopping and like come up with the games and stuff like that. Like we really have to be creative. And I didn't expect that.
Mm.
Now, you're one of the more normal interns. Do you find that a blessing or a curse?
A blessing.
Am I a normal intern, Michael?
Nah, dog.
Nah, you're
on another
one. No, not you. I didn't talk about you.
Those biceps. That's what sets you apart.
Izzy's pretty normal. Zach doesn't pipe up until we talk about food. So, like, we're talking game. And Zach's like, hey.
McDonald's?
They need to be drinking milk. Because one time... I made a game specifically to see if we could get Zach to drink over a gallon of milk in a game. So we had him just every time this girl missed a basket, and we made it impossible.
Yeah,
for
we
her
made
to
him like trick
basket.
Shots.
Trick
and every
shots.
Time she missed the shot,
every time
Zach
she missed,
had to drink a glass
like
of
a
milk.
Large glass of milk. So this dude's like a gallon in like so 3 minutes. He was on the floor of the auditorium in the back. So ever since then, we're like, what game are we doing? He's like, so Zach.
Milk.
This is Zach's roster. Hey. It's like he starts off everything like a big ass the plug track. Where he's just like, hey. Why don't they drink milk? Like. I wonder, Zach, why do you really want them to drink milk?
I want some payback.
He's like, I want that gallon mile. Let's they need to run a mile. Drink
the milk marathon.
The milk marathon.
Ooh, that's a good one. We talked about having one of the vibe nights being, what we're calling it, dairy night. Dairy vibe night.
Dairy, yeah.
And it's
like the idea just,
we just have
Minecraft
like cheese.
Didn't think it was going to work. And I'm like, we're just going to have dairy night. It's just all cheese, milk. Cheese, milk, cottage cheese.
You could have ice cream.
You got heavy cream, whipped cream.
You got it all.
Cottage cheese.
We got a dude we nicknamed Milkman. So we have him in like white pants and white shirt just delivering.
All right. So someone asked this question on the last podcast. It was in our live one. They asked, how does someone get more plugged into ARC Youth? Or if someone's new, whether they're younger or older, like how should they handle being a part of ARC Youth from the beginning? Mm-hmm. What would y'all say to that?
Talking to staff.
Okay.
Wow.
Because, like, whenever Michael would talk to me whenever I was in middle school, I felt, like, more comfortable coming to church that I knew people.
Interesting.
And that I knew staff.
So, yeah, so talk, the adults seem less intimidating.
Yeah, yeah. Because like, sometimes y'all can put that face on and be, look scary.
The dad face.
What does that face look like if you're doing...
Michael does the...
Yeah, that's true. He'll do that.
Michael just,
like, no, that's just.
Yeah, yeah.
When I pray,
just you do that. Like, you just do that around. Like you be sitting on your phone. You just walk around.
Yeah, usually.
And you throw a jab at me while you're walking by me.
I will hear something that I'm like, God help us. Or some students like, yeah, man, and then they'll share a story, and I'm like, what? Like, what'd you say? What'd you say?
Or okay,
some kid with a shiesty on in 90-degree weather.
On that, do you feel like, as a student, you want us to come talk to you?
Yes.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Would you say really? The same?
Oh, yeah.
You would say that, too.
Because sometimes we don't feel that way.
Really?
Like, sometimes,
oh, no.
In probably 8 times out of 10.
I come up and people start sweating. They're like, he's going to tell me something about my life. He knows what I did this weekend. He knows. I've been talking to my ex, even though I said I'm gone.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. And like a lot of them will like, we try to engage in conversation. It's all like one word answers, yeah. You know, or like kind of shrugging stuff off, all that. So you feel like from the student, at least from your perspective,
yeah, from
not
my
for everybody, but.
Yeah. I felt like it made it easier whenever someone else talked to me. Cause like.
Even if we were making fun of you.
Yeah.
What?
I feel like that's a sign of our love, though.
Yeah, yeah, that's yeah, what I'm saying. Yeah. That's what I mean. Yeah. Like, yeah, that's what I mean. Like, we were.
You're very much a homie. Like,
yeah.
You've
yeah.
been coming for a while. If I'm not trolling you,
then there's something wrong.
Then something's wrong. Then there's something wrong. Like, he's
something
not
wrong
making
with
fun
you.
Of me right now. Something's wrong.
Something's off.
Something's wrong. He's being kind and asking intentional questions.
He's actually being a pastor.
Yeah. What?
Dang. Got him. Well, got him.
They wouldn't do this at my other church.
And not at Mims.
Party church.
What what about you? If, like, kids getting, they want to get more plugged in ARC Youth, this is their first time coming, like, what advice do you give them?
Well, I mean, because it was different for me because I was invited from a friend.
Right. Who invited you?
Landon. On the game.
Lando.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was just gaming. He said, let's go to church.
I was like, all right.
And pretty you simple. Were like, all right. Did you go to church in California?
Not really. We tried, like, maybe, like, every Sunday.
Yeah.
Once a Sunday, but yeah. But it was when I came to Texas that I accepted Jesus into my life, which was kind of crazy.
That's nice.
That is crazy. Was that here or at a different place?
The Cowboy Church.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Yeah.
Lone Star Cowboy
I was
Church.
Say, dude, if you say Mims,
let's shout out to Lone Star.
Yeah, they're
nice,
great.
They're nice.
They're folk. Great. Yeah.
Yeah.
Pastor Randy.
Too.
Pastor Randy Weaver.
I love that dude.
Yeah, Randy Weaver, man. That's nice.
So, like, what would you say though?
Really, just chill and fulfill. Like,
there it is. Mm-hmm. Chilling and fulfilling. Chilling.
They're gonna get that.
And fulfilling. Yeah. Yeah.
Some 14-year-old's like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like some sixth grader, and they're
but
like
it's in the words, like you chill,
dude. Right, fulfill, I know. Like, that's what I'm. Yeah. See, he gets
yes.
it.
Yes.
Nate is trying to make that a thing so bad.
All right, let's correct that. Nate has made it a thing. So it's
you guys know what Izzy been saying for the past
three
hours.
Lock us what
fit
fit? Why?
What does that mean?
It's like a fish, but it's like fit.
But like in what? Can you give me some? Like, what's the reference?
Honestly,
like,
I have no.
Someone misspelled.
Like, can I show you the picture?
I think someone misspelled.
Sure,
it on the board.
Show us.
It
the
doesn't
picture.
Look like fish. It just looks like fish.
So for our last, actually, I can't say because it's like a surprise for you, Michael.
Willis Education.
But
wait, it's a surprise.
Y'all
prank
me for a surprise. Since you're like adults, we're squabbing.
Do something for his do something for his birthday.
We're
he
squabbing.
Loves celebrating.
It doesn't count as getting minors. I'm fighting.
He loves celebrating
now.
For his birthday.
The fifth.
Oh my god!
What do
yeah.
you like?
Yeah, celebrate
but,
my
but
birthday.
But give me
and
like
see what
give
happens.
Me a situation where you would say that. Like, give me an example of how to use that word.
Fried
fish.
their spit in the water.
Why do they all have to do with actual
hey,
fish?
Hey, how about you share some of that deeper wisdom with this, Zach? Like, nobody talk. With
whoa, whoa.
Like, think you're fishing, right? You're like, where the fit at? And so
bro, what?
God, I love the dry hand rub. That makes this really good. And okay, you pointed to him, Mr. No Lotion himself. About to light a fire with how many times he rubs his hands together.
All right. We did also ask this question to the last set of interns, yeah, and we got a great answer from Keelan himself.
I almost crashed out and tired.
How do you feel like you've changed since ninth grade until now?
Wow.
Mm. Mm. Okay.
I already know. I'm setting my bar.
The bar is low. If you don't know what we're talking about, go back. We'll put the link up in the right here
in the bio.
In the bio, you can go back and listen to Keelan and Bree's episode.
Yeah.
How do you feel like you changed?
Well, for me, ninth grade, I was a football manager.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
So we'll start there.
Yeah. Just no explanations.
Yeah, no explanations.
Okay, cool,
needed.
Zach.
Cool. Awesome. Glad you're not a football manager. Yeah. This is going as well as it did last time. Yeah.
So far, we're not that far off.
So you're saying I should quit?
Don't quit, Michael.
No,
please,
dude. We're trying to plant seeds instead of getting fruit and getting nerd. I'm going to get nerd clusters. Getting nerd clusters. No, go ahead, Zach. How would you change?
You want to add something?
Yeah.
Izzy? Yeah, go ahead. Izzy,
like,
take the floor.
So, in ninth grade, I could come to church. I'm not going to say anything. Like,
go ahead.
I'm listening.
Okay.
Yeah, all right, in ninth grade,
you
could come to church.
Football manager.
Okay, I could come to church, and I could leave, but wait. I don't know how to word this. Like, I would come to church, but I don't think I would get anything from it.
Like, okay, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like,
I'm tracking
with
you.
I wasn't connecting with the messages, you know.
I'm tracking with you.
And, like, I think I was more there for the friends.
Gotcha.
I was there because my friends were going.
Yes.
But now I'm like, I'm motivated to go on my own, and I do connect with the messages, and I just can't.
Okay, so with that, I feel like that's a big problem that kids talk about going to ARC Youth, is the balance between, like, kids who go because the Lord's working in them or they're hearing, receiving, whatever, and then kids who go for friends. How did you make that switch? Is it something you did intentionally, or was it just like a moment that just something kind of clicked?
I think it kind of just happened. Because, like, I started enjoying going to the ARC, and, like, I would try to convince friends to come, but they'd be like, oh, nah, party church.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
They all have that stereotype of our church. And,
from,
like,
the friends that also party.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
But I felt like at the ARC, like, you could be accepted no matter what. Like, y'all give us second chances. Mm. Y'all give us multiple chances. And I think that's why I liked it so much, because I started at a Baptist church, and I just didn't really connect there.
Mm. So. Nice.
Mm.
All right.
Shout out to the Baptist. Shout down to the Baptist. Okay. Yeah. All right, Zach.
Zach, how have you changed?
Hold on. Before I receive let me assume the position. I get in fetal position so I can just get my resignation going. Go ahead.
So, I mean, just from freshman year to now and accepting, like, like, just accepting God. Like, because I accepted Jesus in my life when I was junior year of high school.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, just living from freshman year to now, I just feel more, like, fulfillment in my life.
You feel like maybe you're just chilling, doing some more chilling and fulfilling? Yeah.
You know what? Why'd you gotta do that to me?
No, but, like, I felt more at peace.
Yeah.
Just, like, the little things I admire and I love. I want to say I'm more kind. I try to be more kind. But overall, just life just seems like happier, better, and just love life.
Yeah. That's nice. That's good. That those, can I say those answers are better? Am I allowed to say?
To be fair, one of those answers in the previous one was a generational L take.
Yeah.
Is what some would say. He did not know what we were asking.
As Milkman would say.
As Milkman would say. Milkman! All right. All right. So here's a question.
Sorry.
What? Pause for applause. What would you say your perspectives of church, that like coming to this church, or you know, not even this church, but church, like you had a perspective and you're like, that was wrong?
That there's a lot of weird Christians.
Yeah. Fair.
But like,
well, you're kind of still right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
There's also cool Christians out
there.
There
it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There it is. Yeah. Yeah. You were actually,
you're not wrong.
That was a correct take.
Yeah.
There. But they're not the only
there,
ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Can you like ask it again?
So why your feet that way? what was like maybe a perspective of church that you're like, I was wrong. Like I thought that's what church was, and I was wrong about that.
That you had to be like, you had to know a lot of stuff about the Bible to be accepted by others. You had to be like very smart and well. You have to be well. How would
read?
You?
Like
yeah.
Well read. Yeah.
Like whenever you go and talk to like the pastors. Versus, like, I can come.
She's like, nah, these pastors don't read.
No, I can come
no
up
way.
To y'all. I can come up to y'all and ask y'all questions and, like, not feel judged for or feel, like, stupid for asking.
That's good.
Yeah. That's a goal there.
Yeah.
I feel like they want to. What you laughing about, Zach? Huh?
You guys just get it.
What about this is funny to you?
Yeah. No, it's just
I
like,
read.
Stop.
I look like I read.
Please,
yeah.
Michael,
him
stop.
Sitting with his shoes off, his knees tucked,
I look like I
and
read.
Saying he can't read.
Y'all
want to
talk about Hosea?
I don't think the plant wanted that, Michael.
It's not even real, Zach.
It's not what the plant wanted.
It's
not what
AI.
The plant wanted. Yeah, it's AI. It's not even true.
What do you feel like you've learned from ARC Youth that you're going to take with you into adulthood?
Ooh. Adulthood. You go, Izzy.
No, you go, Zach.
Please, not all at once.
Just the level of kindness here. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'll say just being thankful, I guess. Yeah, being thankful. Because every morning I just wake up, thank God, everything I've been blessed with.
Mm. That's good.
I agree.
Oh, really?
Yes, me too.
Ah, gratitude. I, too, am thankful.
No, I am very thankful because I've made lots of friendships here.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of like being friends with the wrong people, I've became friends with the right people. Sorry, I don't know why I'm still rubbing my hands together.
It's because Zach's in the room.
Yeah.
It's the spirit of
Zach Allen's upon you. Mickey D's.
Where?
Oh.
Exactly. See? He's already excited, but yeah, I think like and it translates to is like gratitude sometimes gets lost into adulthood to where they kind of lose a spark they had in their youth because you do walk through more battles as you get older. The next 10 years of your life are going to be a lot of changes, and you're going to change a lot to where you don't really recognize part of who you were as a teenager. But at the same time, learning what the right friend groups is really key. I've seen people walk away from the faith, not because Jesus was wrong to them, because they were so influenced by their community. They just kind of slowly drifted.
Can I change my answer?
Sure.
You can.
I mean, I just kind of, yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Summed it up, but yeah.
From an intern perspective, ministry. Like, I've taken that it's not easy, actually. It's really not that easy. Not saying that it is
no,
easy.
No, 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 no. No, no,
but
no.
Like,
put your 10 toes down on that one. Put actually
it's,
in there.
It's there's a lot that does happen behind the scenes, and then like the growth that you get from like shadowing in ministry, because I almost feel like this is like a shadowing, like it really changes your perspective on how we view y'all, because like y'all always pray over us, but sometimes I feel like don't y'all ever want to be prayed over? Do you know what I'm saying?
Ooh.
Like, does this make, I don't know if I'm making sense, but
no,
like,
yeah,
sometimes I feel bad because you're always like pouring into us and we never get to pour into you unless we do that on our own time.
True. There is a lesson, pray for your leadership.
Mm-hmm.
That typically it's just not public. In ministry, in Erica asked me this the other day of like, she's like, in mission trip, do you get anything out of it? And I was like, on a personal, like spiritual growth level, no. It's not for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like I have at times, but I think I can count two times in the last 5 years that I've done it that like the Lord spoke to me like twice, very personal, and there was a personal growth there. But I'm like, it's me pouring out. And I'm blessed to do it, and I love it. And it's very satisfying to see the Lord move and to be used as an instrument of what God wants to do. But it is not my personal relationship with the Lord is actually where I get fed, and that is the difference in ministry. I have not been to a conference that feeds me, quote unquote, since I was 23 years old. And that's because we took a church staff to a different church that was for a conference like that. But that's 9 years. I can't live that way. Almost going on 10 now. I can't, you know, I have to have fill up time between me and the Lord. So that is the difference in ministry. I don't get prayed over like that, but there are people that love me and care for me, mm-hmm. speak into my life, and our team's really helpful, and we pray for each other, and we really like working with each other, and that's a good support system.
Yeah.
But it is a very different aspect of church, mm-hmm. and an understanding of doing things to the Lord, for sure.
So that's definitely something I'll take away, is like learning how ministry works behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you'll want to do something like that, whether it's full-time or volunteer?
Yeah, whatever? So I actually talked to Dylan about this on mission trip. On that testimony night, I went back and I was talking to him, and I was like, I feel a calling for ministry, but I don't know if that calling is in nursing or in a church.
Mm.
I can't differentiate
right.
what it is.
Yeah, you got time.
You got time to figure that out. Don't rush it.
Yeah.
And the Lord will tell you when you need to know. But that's good. It's good to be asking those questions now. And it's good to have the awareness of you can still do ministry even if you're not, quote unquote, a full-time pastor.
Yeah.
You know, like you can still very much, very much.
Kind of like, you know how Derek did that lunch and learn with us? Mm. He talked about like, be that nurse that's that light whenever you walk into patient's room. And I respect that. And that's what I want to be.
Look, as one who's been in a hospital more times than I wanted to be with children, I appreciate nurses that know the Lord. Yeah. I'm serious.
Yeah.
Like, it is a difference. And just genuinely kind.
Yeah.
Like, because some I'm like, you need to retire.
Because if there's just sick people, like, you don't want to be treated badly. Like,
right,
you want to be cared for.
Yeah, yeah.
And I want to be that type of nurse.
That's good.
Yeah, and God can use that for sure.
Right.
How's he going to use those biceps?
Come on.
That's the real question.
I'm going to tell you, if Zach turned out to be my nurse, I'd be like, oh, no. I'm going to be with the Lord. I'm going home. Like, it's a broken foot. I'm like, no. No, I'm going. No. Well, guys, thank you for joining us for AYC. Yep. Thank you for your last podcast.
I do have one final question.
Yes.
Closing question.
Yeah, sure.
Hero. All the interns minus one have a love for McDonald's. I myself have a love for McDonald's.
Yeah.
Why? Why don't you tell the good people? All right, why
let me get to the nitty.
See how he lit up? Did you see on the cameras?
Did
you see on the cameras? We're talking about the Lord, and we mentioned food, and he's like, okay.
I
feel God in this question.
All right, so first of all,
come on.
The variety y'all got, like McDonald's, and like when you see the golden arch on the like 45, where you just drive
this
down.
Man's evangelizing.
Yeah.
Even on the loop, like I just see the golden arch. I was like, oh my gosh, it's so beautiful. And then you just go in, you can order on the kiosk, whatever. And then like the variety, you get a burger, you get chicken, you get ice cream, you get fries, you get fish. You get a fish.
You mean fish?
All right, bro.
How often do you order a filet of fish?
Oh, not really. I don't.
Yeah, of course not.
I'm sorry.
Of course not.
Of course you don't.
Of course you don't.
Michael said he wouldn't ever pay for
your plate. I'm gonna be like, you're a psychopath. No sauce, filet of fish.
Filet of fish.
I'm not. Hey, and right. Then
yeah,
the $5. Let me tell y'all the $5 meal.
Yeah,
dude, it is six piece. It is solid. Yeah,
a McChicken. I think a medium or a small fry and a drink. Oh, it's the best thing ever. Like, I'm gonna be living off that in college.
Right.
And I'm gonna be so thankful for it.
Yeah, you know, Zach, if there was such a thing as a way with words, you're lost in the dark. But
he talked more in the last like 30
Matt
seconds.
Matt got me on that one.
Than he did the whole time.
Got me on that one. But thank you for sharing. Izzy, enlighten us.
So Michael hates this, but I love it. And it's the S'mores McFlurry. Ooh. From McDonald's.
From Izzy with hate.
The yeah. S'mores.
The S'mores McFlurry. Hold on. Counterpoint. Let me tell you why it sucks. Because
and I'll counteract that and tell
yeah,
you why
fine.
It doesn't.
Okay. Yeah, I'll tell you.
Speed
so,
round. Speed spoon, debate.
Yeah. Speed. Okay. So spoon in the McFlurry. In right. In my mouth. So chocolate.
Wait.
And then... And then the graham part explodes in your mouth.
It does not explode.
It does.
Just crunchy.
It pops in your mouth.
No.
I don't want the graham cracker part
right now
to...
McDonald's.
No. I don't like that sensation.
It's so
I don't
good.
Think it's enjoyable. I don't trust that the marshmallows are real.
What are you talking... You're talking like it's like Pop
the,
Rocks
the
or something?
The S'mores McFlurry
yeah.
uh-huh.
has graham cracker, marshmallow, and chocolate in it. The marshmallow is like... It's like if Lucky Charms tried to retire and they wouldn't let him.
Okay.
So it's like the marshmallows just okay. feels old.
Okay.
The chocolate, fine. The McFlurry flavor, fine. Great.
Yeah.
It's not real ice cream. Still love it. The graham part, the graham just pops in your mouth. I don't like it.
I'm still having a hard time. What do you mean? Like, what does that mean?
It I
just
crunch
like...
it and then it disintegrates like this. It doesn't go crunch down. It crunches out. And because it's like an air pocket explodes whenever you crunch on the graham.
Okay.
I don't want that crunch okay. at all. I actually just put frozen gummy bears in there next time.
No, it's literally not that bad. I promise.
Right, right.
Right, right.
Yeah, what's your counterpoint?
Right.
It's not that bad?
It's No, my counterpoint is that graham crackers. All
right, and that's where we'll end it off. Right there. Thank you guys
thank
for
you guys
joining
for
in. We'll see you next time.
There.
We love McDonald's.